It's no secret that China has been accused of harvesting donor organs from people without their consent. What's less known is that international journals have been publishing Chinese medical studies using data gathered through those activities. Now, an Australian ethicist has received a top international award for her work highlighting China's organ harvesting practices. Samantha Donovan reports.
Professor Wendy Rogers is surprised by the honour of being named by Nature magazine as one of the 10 people who mattered in science this year.
Well, I was quite amazed and astonished. I'm extremely honoured to be on the same list as Greta Thunberg.
She's being recognised for highlighting that medical journals around the world have been publishing Chinese research which has used organs harvested without the donor's consent.
It had been known for a long time that the Chinese used organs from executed prisoners, and that's against quite a lot of international research ethics guidelines from the World Medical Association, from the Transplant Society, from the Declaration of Istanbul. And so by allowing that research to be published and continuing to use it, it's really sanctioning the wrongdoing of murdering people for their organs. And some of those papers have been cited quite widely, so they're affecting further research in, you know, Australia and Europe and America.
What were you hoping that your research would achieve?
We weren't anticipating we would get apologies and mea culpas from the Chinese researchers. By and large, they don't respond. But we were hoping that the journals would say, oh gosh, we have made a mistake here. We need to retract these papers and improve our processes.
You called for the retraction of 400 papers. How many journals have responded?
Only two journals that I know of, PLOS One, Public Library of Science One, which is a major general science journal, retracted 19 of the 21 papers that they'd published, and the other two are still under investigation. Similarly, the journal Transplantation, which is the flagship journal for the Transplantation Society, which is the leading international organisation, they have retracted papers we identified.
Do you know if your work has led to a reduction in the number of organ transplants done in China without the donor's consent?
I don't know. It's a really, really hard question to answer. We're hopefully getting the transplant community outside of China aware of what's happening, and that they just can't afford to take Chinese assurances that everything is fine at face value.
Macquarie University's Professor Wendy Rogers speaking to Samantha Donovan.